cattle futures closed mixed on Friday. Between drought and the war in Ukraine, the upcoming World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, due out Thursday, are likely to receive extra attention. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 9th of May. Corn futures closed mostly 11 to 18 cents lower on Friday, which helped lift feeder cattle futures an average of 77 cents higher, from 32 cents higher toward the front to $1.37 higher at the back, except for 77 cents lower in spot May. Soybean futures closed 20 to 25 cents lower. On the other hand, live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents lower, from 25 cents lower toward the back to $1.02 lower in spot June, except for 35 cents higher in the back contract. They sagged with lower wholesale beef prices and waning cash momentum. Week to week on Friday, choice box beef cutout value was $6.34 lower at $254.44 a hundredweight. Select was $2.91 lower at $245.06. That's $13.47 lower for choice over the last 2 weeks, and $9.71 lower for select. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 657,000 head was 8,000 head more than the previous week and 18,000 more than the same week last year. Estimated total year-to-date cattle slaughter of 11.66 million head was 61,000 head more than the same time last year. Estimated total year-to-date beef production of 9.74 billion pounds was 81.6 million pounds more year-over-year. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with too few transactions to trend. Last week, live prices were steady at $140 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle and at $146 in Nebraska. Prices were steady to $2 lower in Kansas at $138 to $140, $2 lower to $1 higher in Colorado at $142 to $146, and $1 higher to $1 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $146. Dress prices were steady in Nebraska at $232 and steady to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $230 to $232. Auction trends available for calves and feeder cattle Friday were relative to 2 weeks earlier. At Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 650 to 699 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher, and then $4 to $8 higher at 850 to 899 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 699 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher, and then $2 to $5 higher at 700 to 849 pounds. There were 5,157 head on offer. Five-weight steers sold $1 to $3 lower at Dunlap Livestock Auction in Iowa, while those weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $6 higher. Heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold steady to $1 higher. There are 2,576 head on offer. Finally, steer calves weighing less than 700 pounds sold sharply higher, mostly $15 to $20 higher, at Burwell Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 2,270 head. Feeder steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Heifers sold steady to $5 higher. Follow-through bearishness pressured major U.S. financial indices lower Friday, despite a bullish jobs report. Total non-farm payroll increased by 428,000 in April, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That left the unemployment rate unchanged at 3.6%. Average hourly earnings for all employees on non-farm payrolls increased by a dime in April to $31.85. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 98 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 25 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 173 points. Recent rains continued to provide slight improvement to the nationwide drought last week. As of May 5th, 63.9% of the nation was experiencing either abnormally dry conditions or some degree of drought, compared to 64.1% the previous week and 65.6% the previous year, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. However, the drought severity coverage index for the week was 5 points higher than the previous year at 181. Of course, that's another way of saying it's been way too dry for way too long. The same week, approximately 56% of the nation's cattle inventory was in areas experiencing drought. Looking at primary cattle states, that included 85% of the cattle in Texas, 79% in Kansas, 98% in Nebraska, and all of them in Oklahoma. At the same time, approximately 41% of the nation's hay acreage was in areas experiencing drought. As for other crops, approximately 23% of corn production was in areas experiencing drought, 14% of soybeans, 69% of winter wheat, 71% of barley, and 90% of sorghum. There may be some relief in the 7-day forecast for the southern plains, however, it's likely insufficient to provide substantial relief, says Aaron Smith, crop marketing specialist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. Plenty of eyes will be on Thursday's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, which will include the first glimpse of 2022-23 crop expectations. Smith wonders if USDA will modify U.S. planted acres and Ukraine production, saying both could have significant impacts on commodity markets, even when accounting for market expectations. According to Smith, the relative changes in prices from February 1st to May 5th favors increased corn and cotton planted acres over soybeans. However, with the drought and the southern plains and fertilizer prices increasing 2 to 16% over the same 3-month time period, he says the acreage estimates continue to be uncertain. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 9th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.